Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, episode number 20. Today's date is Monday, December 2nd, 2019, and this is the final podcast of my successfully completed tip-to-tip motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Today's odometer reading is 59,082 kilometers, a difference of about 2,400 km. And we started this week in San Carlos de Bariloche, and we made it to the end of the freaking world, baby. Yeah, baby, yeah! Overall, it was a pretty long and boring week, but we finished the trip happy, healthy, functioning motorcycles. So it was all worth it in the end, that's for sure. A couple highlights this week. When we pulled into town, we kind of rounded the last corner, saw the Welcome to Ushuaia sign. And there's about 50 dudes parked there on their motorcycles. And they all just saw us coming, started clapping, cheering, waving us in. You made it! You made it! Woo! Good job! So that was definitely unexpected. Definitely welcomed. And much appreciated for sure. They had hot chocolate and sweetbreads as well to drive into our bellies after a big old day. And it was just, the perfect way to finish an amazing, huge adventure. So might have been the highlight of the trip for sure. Furthermore, we spent a couple days at Dave Jackfish Jackson's house with his family in Chile Chico. So anybody who has spent some time up at the lodge knows Dave Jackfish Jackson, and got to meet his family, see where he spends his off days, talk some crap. So that was all really cool. I got to do a little bit of work on the bike, and everything was great there. Didn't know whether to put this one in highlights or lowlights, but we're driving along, Braden and I, in 100 km an hour winds one of these days, and stopped at the end of the day to get gas filled up, walking around the bike, and I noticed that my license plate's gone. And so I guess the wind, because Canada makes such awesome license plates, that all the supports had cracked off the corners and had it strapped on with zip ties. So I guess the zip ties couldn't handle the 100K winds, and it took the way of Old Yeller and kind of disappeared there. So luckily didn't get stopped by the police, or the border guards didn't give us too much hassle. So turned out to be a highlight, I think, rather than a low light. So that was a cause for a lot of laughs this week. Just classic Rob. And the final highlight, got to sell my bike for about $250 US there. Guy at a Cowie dealership in town was looking or interested in, I don't know what he's going to do, either a bush bike or sell it for parts. But at least we got to get rid of our bikes for a bit of cash and not just take it to the scrappers and get her sorted out that way. So pretty happy getting a bit of cash. It's about 10% of what I paid for it. And realistically, the bike didn't owe me anything. So really excited about that. Couple of lowlights, I guess. We had to change Braden's tire 3 or 4 more times this week. Still couldn't find a tube, so we got one of those tire repair kits in a can. Kind of jammed that into the tube, pumped her up, gave her a drive, and didn't really last a long time, but it lasted a couple days, enough to get us from where we were to the end. So that was I wouldn't recommend them for anything too serious. If you're going to be trying to repair them permanently with that, not recommended. But if you need to go for a day or two, it'll probably work out for you. Another low light. If anybody who knows me knows that I don't like being told what to do, and everybody in Argentina at the borders this week has just had their opinion about everything. No, you can't park there. No, you got to do this. You got to go over there first. No, we can't give you the cardboard box at the grocery store. You got to buy a reusable bag. And so that's been wearing on our patience really, really good this week. And, was pretty snippy with the border guards and a couple of people. So I think that's just a combination of long trip, long days, stressful situations, but It's definitely been a theme this week, just kind of being told what to do and not taking it too well. Just carrying along with that thought, the scariest moment was getting pretty heated with a guy on the ferry from kind of like mainland South America to Tierra del Fuego. They've got a sign there, it says they take credit card. Go on the website, says they take credit card. Get to the ship, talking to the guy. Oh, we don't take credit card. No, we only take Chilean pesos. Even though the majority of the people taking that route spend all of an hour in Chile. You just have to cross into Chile, drive through, cross back into Argentina, and keep going to Ushuaia. So I think it's a bit of a scam they got going there. And again, don't like being scammed, don't like being told what to do. So he wanted $10 US for a $5 trip. And yeah, got pretty heated with the guy and didn't turn to fisticuffs, but definitely could have. And not my proudest moment, but sucked it up, took the higher road, and paid the guy his $10. So, not my proudest moment, but yeah, if I gotta choose the scariest moment for that week, just getting heated with that guy was pretty good. Bit of bike maintenance this week. When we were at Jackson's, I tensioned my chain, refilled my coolant, pumped up my tires. My tank bag had been coming apart at the seams for what seems like months now, but the one started to kind of round the corner and come across the top, and wasn't really holding, wasn't serving its purpose of holding things in, was more letting them out at this point. So I sewed that back up. I JB welded my crash bars because one of them was kind of floating, just kind of hanging there. So JB welded that guy up, and I tightened my bark busters, which are like my hand protectors. So if you crash or there's a tree or a branch or something coming at you, they're your protection for your hands there. So just kind of tightened everything up for the last couple days, and before we headed out from Jackfish Jackson's. A few critters this week, cool ones as well. A couple armadillos. They're always really interesting to look at. Just, seems like they're from the dinosaur age, so that's all pretty awesome. Saw the first kingfisher of the trip. More flamingos, more rayas, more skunks, and we actually saw three foxes once we got to Tierra del Fuego. So like a nice little island. Called the Land of Fire in English. And yeah, so just got to kind of cross the channel from the mainland. And I guess, I don't know if they're more conservationists over here or the prey species are more abundant, but saw three foxes in one day. So that was really cool. Foxes are nice little critters. And we saw more llama type units. I don't know if they're guanacos or llamas or kind of that sort of things, but they were just everywhere, just scattered about. So, pretty good week in terms of animals there. Got to fish twice this week as well. Once at the Teca River in Argentina, and another one was on a small river that was going through Perito Moreno, for also in Argentina. The Teca River had an abundance of fish in it. Nothing too big. I think the locals kind of keep everything and fish it out too much. But definitely an abundance of little guys, so that was really cool. Got a couple of decent, like 14-inch browns. Been catching a lot of rainbows the past couple of years, lots of cutthroats. So it was nice to get a couple of browns. Bit tougher fighters. They stay under the water a bit more, give you more of a powerful run than the rainbows that like to go up and jump and not really as powerful or as stubborn of a fish. So that was pretty cool. And caught them on the Alonzo Pont streamer. So I met this guy, Alonzo, down here in Patagonia the last time. Showed me this little simple streamer, kind of beigey pink, skin-colored body with gold wrapping and a deer hair tail. And again, killed it in Argentina, so that was really, really nice. Glad to think about him again for sure. And caught a little rainbow in Perito Moreno there. Final thought: we honestly never thought that we would finish the trip, never thought we would make it. Before we left, we either thought that we'd crash, the bikes would break, we'd give up, piss each other off, separate, do something like that. We solved our problems, got along great, drove safely enough, and we made it down here. So just both Brandon and I want to thank everyone who put us up, helped us out, believed in us, and just generally, yeah, was good to us along the way. Like lots of hostel owners, gas station people, friends of the road, as Ricky and Julian would say. We truly appreciate it. We want to thank you again, and everybody who listened, thank you too, as well. And we'll talk to you soon. Not sure when the next podcast will be, but we won't leave you hanging. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much. Bye bye bye.